Hello?
Mary had a little watch. She swallowed it one day. So she took some castor oil to pass the time away. The castor oil, it did not work. The watch, it did not pass. So if you want to know the time, ring up 123.
123? Is that a legitimate number?
It is in the UK still. I think it is anyway.
Where
are
we
on?
We're on. Hello, cold bobblers.
Wobblers, tobblers, nobblers, gobblers, fobblers, and
all the rest of you.
Yes, and I'll try and keep the swearing down just because I know that...
Is this a family edition again? We all know what happens when it's a family edition.
Family,
it's probably better to avoid that.
Family shmamily, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, I've already said cunt once, so...
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Oh, jeez.
You're making
me blaspheme now.
I got taken into
work. We're
going to
go to hell.
I had a little feedback meeting today at work.
Oh, yeah? Tell me how it started.
Okay, Dave, how are you doing? With two of them there, asking, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And one of the things, okay, we've got a couple of things we want to say. Blah, 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 blah. Your language, it's been noticed. You have a fruity language.
Fruity?
Fruity language, yes.
Hello, Jackie. That's very nice of them to say so.
And
is
I
that
said,
a compliment?
And I, no, it's not. It's mostly...
I'm taken aback. I'm astounded.
I'm pretty sure the people
who... My flabber is being gassed.
Okay, I'm sure it is. Actually, I can fucking see that now. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to today's episode from The Boundary Hotel.
We are
in the
live
sunny times of West End.
Indirect. It's happening. We're here. God knows what this is going to mean for the editing, because normally it takes about 5 years and a team of 26 to 42 outsourced...
Midget eunuchs.
Yeah, outsourced midget eunuchs to edit the podcast.
We use eunuchs because it makes it asexual.
A very sexual podcast, that's right. We all know it drips out of your earphones. So yeah, we're here live in West End in Brisbane, Queensland. Today is the day, whatever day it is with you right now in podcast world. Hope you're having a nice one. It's some time o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep, it's bright sunny.
Let's count the clouds, shall we?
No, fuck the clouds.
Well, you can find one to fuck it.
Well, no, unless there's a cloud that looks like a really fit bird, in which case, yeah, let's go and fuck that.
In which case, look at the ground and walk off, being awkward.
For you, maybe, not for me.
For a Lothario such as myself. I'm just a dingo. Nothing else.
That's really good. That's a four-syllable word. Less than 4 minutes into the poddy.
Yeah, ain't gonna happen again.
And I've started calling it poddy now. I'm going for the Australian. Yeah, I'm going to do a poddy today.
Are you doing poddy training?
Yeah, I've been poddy training.
I got in trouble with my family, with my first child, for being Australian and being accused of saying poddy. Instead of potty. Pottier. Instead of potty. Like I probably should. Because it's a word that never really featured in my life. Or hasn't since the age of one. Maybe I just didn't learn it in Welsh. And I learned it in Australian instead.
I'd have thought when you were having Mini Woo 1, that maybe you should have developed like a split personality. Not a complete split personality. But in terms of language. So anytime you're around the kids, you speak in heavy Welsh. Which would end up giving them a fantastic, fantastic accent.
I'm terribly well spoken in front of the children. Terribly.
Really?
Terribly. Oh, yes. I'm trying to convince them we're going to retire to Margate, don't you know?
Are you going to retire to Margate with some grey papa?
Yes, I certainly am.
I've no idea what grey papa is, actually.
No, and I have no idea what it's like in Margate, either.
But I believe it's quite posh.
I think Paul Foot lives there.
Does he?
What, you're bringing facts into it now? Yes.
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm gonna.
He lives in a bouncy castle.
Because bust a blood vessel out of madness, not madness. Bust a blood vessel, he used to live in Margate as well.
From Pigbag? No.
No, not Pigbag.
where are Pigbag from?
No idea.
Oh no, that is madness.
Bust a blood vessel, I love you, yes I do, love me too. I can't remember the band.
I used to work with a bloke that looked like him. Not long ago.
I think he did
bust a blood vessel.
That's not actually very surprising when you work on a building site. I've worked with a lot of blokes that look like bust a blood vessel.
Fair enough. And there's only one of them, though. It's the only one I've met in Australia. Not a popular look.
You've not been looking hard enough.
I look rock hard, me. I'm solid. Look at this. Watch this. Flex. Yep, there you go. He's succumbed.
I did. I just succumbed in my pants.
Yes, just as I thought you might. Watch out, or I'll set my succubus on you.
You what?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fuck that, spooky. Mate. Fuck that, we're a fucking game of soldiers.
Yep, it is not Halloween, unless it is Halloween with you, podcast listeners.
Sorry about the break then. That was just a
Dirty
an
art- Dave.
Artistic. No, it was an artistic pause.
Oh.
That was an artistic pause, that was. I think that's what we'll go for.
Right, okay.
I'll just roll my tongue back in.
Artistic Dave.
Look, this is not going to be made out to me some kind of lecherous fuck, okay?
Well, let's see how it plays out. Well, only one person is in control of that. Things have changed in 2016.
I know, they have. Fucking hell, man. I mean, I don't know. My lungs might pop out next week, but we'll have to see.
Just to say hello?
No, I think they will. Possibly that could be a say hello, wave goodbye.
Yeah,
and there's a cue for a soft cell song if ever there was one.
There is. Are we going to start a podcast book on on the event?
I reckon if I get the worst news.
What are we talking about here?
Oh, if they turn around and say, Dave, you're fucked, you've got 6 months to live. That actually, and I know I've said to a lot of people before about that would be the ideal way for me to go out. I'd get a second opinion, go, have I got 6 months? I went, yep, all right, great. And then I could start off by taking out Coldplay. A lot of people would be very happy if I did that.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm sorry, I was a bit lost trying to work out what the significance of the six is. What is that, the best number of months?
Random number.
All right, okay.
Well, having said that, 6 months would really fucking focus my mind.
Yeah, you get a lot done in 6 months.
Oh, yeah. I'd do a lot of damage in 6 months, I think. Not to me. Oh, God, not to me, mate.
Oh, God, no. No, you've had a long time to do that.
I'm just wondering, if I got 6 months, would it actually be worth, trying to do some open mic nights about it? That I reckon would be quite interesting. Get on and talk about dying and cancer as you're dying.
Oh, I reckon your rise to fame would be pretty quick.
I'd hope so. So I could have, a quick rise to fame so then I could pay for all the cocaine and whores. And then also for a fucking decent funeral.
Again, it's not going to do my comedy career any bad. You know, the podcast is gonna, podcast will hit the roof.
Well, sod that, mate. We just start doing live podcasts on stage.
Well, I'm wondering if I've got an idea for a quiz, a podcast quiz, 1 o'clock on Dum Dum Day in Brisbane. What do you think?
Yep.
Who was I listening to?
Do you reckon, right, if we record it and release it before they do theirs?
Holy moly. Yeah, we can do that. It doesn't need to be edited. It's a live event.
Yeah, exactly.
Where is the Dum Dum?
Somewhere in, I think either on Queen Street, somewhere in Brisbane.
In the city?
Yeah, in the city.
In the city?
Not at any of the bars they've done before. Yabby Creek?
It's not in Yabby Creek.
What's a Yabby Creek, mate?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I'm going to the city.
I can't remember where, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's... somewhere in the city.
Oh, well, that's fine. We can easily organise a venue. I can think of one or two which would accommodate us without being told.
Or we could actually sit here and be like a fly in the ointment of a Dum Dum podcast and sit here with our own mics while they're doing this.
No, I think we should investigate some other Brisbane podcasters. I found one guy who's West End, he's got a little West End radio show. I was listening to him this week. And he sounds like a bit of a mental case. I reckon he'd be an interested guest on the podcast. Yeah, we turned up here, pushed two tables together, dropped the... actually, two apart for the teams, one in the middle. As long as you get the back wall there. A couple of tablecloths over with a set on. A couple of buzzers. We're on.
Can we just get people to, fart into their mouths, Allah? Okay,
oh,
Dave,
Jesus.
What's yours?
Can you wipe that off the wall, please?
I'm just wiping it off my mouth. What's the quiz then? What's the idea of the quiz?
I think it should be a Christmas quiz.
Well, hang on. I mean, we're only 11 months out, so it's almost November next year, or this year.
Oh, they're never recorded at Christmas, are they? Yeah, we can do Jungle Bells.
There was one poddy I was listening to.
Santa Pants. All right, you find the team. I'll find a team. I've already got one member. I just got to say yes, obviously. He's a podcaster, he'd be greedy for it. He's ready for action.
I reckon I've got two people who'd be up for it.
Oh, Jesus. Is he one of them?
Nads and Neil. Nads and Neil, I
Oh, right, you're going for non-professional broadcasters.
Okay, we just had a little break.
Whoa, I don't know what happened there. Bit of a technical breakdown. But, right, well, that's what happens when you...
Are we stuck in a loop? Are we stuck in a loop?
We were stuck in a loop.
There is a theory of the Mobius where time becomes a loop. Where time becomes a loop. Where time becomes... Boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, boom, boom. I've just got in my head the boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom. I said a boom, chicky, boom. And it's a 60s song and I can't remember. I reckon if I did that in
chicky,
Shazam...
Chicky, boom, boom,
boom. If I did that in Shazam... Actually, I'm going to try Shazam. I'm going to see if that... If it'll give me...
All right, here we go. We're back into some action here with some live Shazamming.
Yeah, we're going to do a quick live
Everybody
Shazam.
Excited? I'm excited.
I need to put my fucking shady bins on.
There's a lot of people out there, all three of them, going, it's the bum jiddy bum jiddy bum song.
Bum chicky bum chicky bum chicky bum. Okay. He said, bum chicky bum chicky bum chicky bum chicky bum chicky bum chicky bum.
Bum bum bum.
Right, let's come on.
Oh, was that enough?
I hope so.
I don't.
We didn't quite catch that.
Yeah, that's better. I want you to do it at least three times.
Yeah, boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, chicky,
boom, boom, boom,
boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom. Oh, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's not working.
I like it. There you go.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if that'll do your case in.
Say that's the way. I like it.
That's going to come up with now, I think, isn't it? Yeah.
It's okay. A nice McDonald's advert, they said.
Yeah. Shazam, you're a pile of shit.
I mean, McDonald's. So we don't get caught out advertising there.
Oh, yeah, God. And Nungry Knacks.
Oh, speaking of advertising, we got time for a word from our sponsor.
Just leave it at that and let everyone else imagine. Well, our two listeners imagine what's going on.
Oh my God, hang on, what's happening here?
Oh shit,
have I been fiddling with my switch again? I'm gonna have to tape it up.
All right,
is recording.
So we kind of need to be quite visual or quite descriptive about this, don't we? Really walking up and down the road.
Okay, podcast fans.
Okay, so we're now walking around, and this is going to be a bit of a rangy poddy.
All right, this is a little test run for the new podcast.
So we'll probably have a chat with some interesting. We might not.
We might, yeah. We'll see what happens.
Who knows?
We might
get accosted.
We're in the cultural heart of Brisbane.
You reckon it's cultural?
On one of its most cultural nights, Thursday night.
God, that was an amazing bald head.
It was, yes. Thank you.
Very fuzzy and uppy, but there was a huge amount of fucking slapperness.
We walked past with a podcaster, didn't
we? Fuck me, yeah.
Yeah, I think we were. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
All right, let's.
Might turn into a Keep Fit podcast before you know.
Really? Well, hang on. Does that mean we're going to end up at a fucking gym?
We can make this a walk along tour. But if you're listening to this and you live in Brisbane, stop now. Just walk down to walk down to West End. What's the name of the street?
West End Street.
West End Street.
Although, let's face it, we're actually recording it. It's not going out live, so...
No. When you listen back, you can do the same walk.
Oh, man, we should be doing fucking, like, kind of tourist walks.
Exactly, and this is promotional work.
Okay, and welcome to the back streets of West End, where last week we saw three people throwing up massively after pissing up, like, ridiculously. Oh, my God, they've got a smoking area outside fucking this place.
Well,
it's great.
There's been lots of them. We're just going past the Rumbus Rooms.
Yeah, and the Rumbus Rooms is notoriously full of drunken bums and hipsters.
Yeah,
and
tonight is no exception. Sort your lives out, you bellend. Not like us. Models of modern society.
Models of restraint, I believe.
Exactly.
What's that? How do you spell that? Uzeri. Is it Wazeri?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
I'm
not sure how interesting it's going to be if we just talk about what the names of things are.
Yeah, that's true. Like Othello, fucking hell, man.
We do walk quick, though.
I know. Yeah. I'm starting to fucking sweat as well. I was sat down really nicely, not sweating.
Yeah.
It's the moment you start fucking walking. Hello, guys, we're recording a podcast. How you doing? Enjoy the meal? It's a lovely, lovely gay couple sat at a fucking table there. They look like a wonderful pair.
All right, let's not try and get our heads kicked in for the duration.
Oh, Brisbane Brewery. That's a very good place to go drinking.
It is a very good place. We didn't sound like
But it's
like
fucking expensive, though. It's pricey.
Well, of course it is. It's boutique, mate. It's boutique, isn't it?
Well, everywhere's boutique in fucking West End, isn't it? So you can tell by the amount of fucking hipsters.
Not like us.
No.
Just old people.
See, that old guy there, he looks like, you know, a proper fucking hipster.
Well, we're looking for something to eat, so jackpot dining? Do you want to roll the dice? Jackpot dining?
But I think I might not, actually. I'm liable to throw my guts up if I eat anything like that.
Yeah, true. And the chances of us avoiding any lacism in there are very slim.
Are we really going down that fucking aisle again?
We're going up
the ridiculous,
road.
Man. All true.
Bearded lady? What's going on there?
Ooh.
Oh, not a lot of food by the looks of it.
No, but a beverage.
Ank Marvin.
All right, well, let's go with some food. We'll pause so people don't have to listen to us fucking stuffing our faces.
Yeah, I can always edit it out, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just how long your phone's going to last with the battery.
Oh, yeah, we'll stop for a charge-up. Not a lot going on there tonight.
Nope, looks
evening,
a bit quiet.
Evening. Oh, what have we got?
I don't know. Rufus? I've no idea who Rufus is.
You've picked up a copy of the local entertainment magazine there.
I have.
It does look like the top one that's had a bit of tramp wee on it there, a bit crinkly on the front.
There's nothing wrong with tramp wee. Apparently I've been told about this. Oh, whoa!
Let a bit of lead out. Just notice the bag check code on the doorway to Lifeline there. Is that a worry that people are bringing stuff in that they don't want?
I reckon it is. You know, they check him on the way in and go, no, yes. No, we don't want those underpants, thank you very much. They look a bit fucking soiled.
It does worry me that people are going in to steal from the charity shop on a regular basis here.
That's
what is going on here?
This is the place that used to be the Chippy, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the fish shop, which my wife swore she would never go in again after seeing someone. There's no customers. The whole of town is rammed, chock-a-block.
I tell you what. All right, let's go and get some food, and we'll come back here for a chat.
Shiny. What have they got? They've got... It does look like a suitable place to record a podcast, because it's empty.
And let's face it, they might refuse us service, but hey, mate, we can walk in and
judging
fucking ask.
Judging by the gorgeous wink the barman just gave me.
Really? You're in there?
He might
want to like blow a little bit of...
I don't care what he wants to blow a bit of.
Let's cross over, walk down, and see what we find. We've got six seconds.
We have got 5, 4, 3, 2. Hello, come on.
No one's going to walk. No, they're not going to run us over.
Well, they'll be recorded if we do.
Well, no, that'd be a fucking great. That'd be quite funny, actually. We got run over while we're podding.
Hey, you can't write that shit.
No, fuck
well,
no.
You can write it.
I know, but if you do, if you actually try and write that shit, hang on a second. I need to put this down. You end up with a fucking really shit fucking sitcom. Was the word I was looking for.
I think we could end up with that. It's a serious danger of it before the night's out.
Hang on, didn't you have some jokes that you wanted to share with us this evening?
No jokes, it was it's a serious David Bowie quiz.
Hey, mate.
Oh, wow, look, there's a whole display of
Bowie.
Bowie.
I think I'd go for a treasury of cartoons first by First Dog on the Moon.
Oh, I'm up for a bit of learning myself. did post a little learning cartoon yesterday with the Mad Count of the Day on it.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, wow. Cyndi Lauper books.
Yeah, I think the meter's definitely out. I
tell you what, let's go in. I want to ask them if they've got...
What have they got with Nell and I?
No. Oh, they have. How much?
This little cardboard box they've got outside the shop here pretty much represents when I stopped buying DVDs.
What, and start downloading illegally?
No. Just moved on to different technology. That's all I'm going to say. Adaptation, probably one of the last things I remember buying that in Cairns.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a while ago.
That is a while ago.
I haven't got
Blockbuster was already going out of business.
I haven't got my bins on, so I can't even see how much they are. But I do remember buying...
With Nell, the $9.95.
I remember buying Blazing Saddles for $6 in Big W a while ago. Let's go in and ask them if they've got Campbell...
They've ruined it. They've got Black Swan.
That's all right. But they might have Campbell Newman. Let's go and ask them.
They might have him.
Yeah, they might have a Campbell Newman book.
Yeah, let's just find out.
And also it's...
Yeah, I'm not sure what copyright laws we're infringing coming in there.
No, probably none, but it's air-conned in here, so we're okay. We probably have to talk really quite quietly, don't we?
All right, the gentleman's on the phone.
Yes, he is. Well, it's all right. We'll stand here looking like customers.
So what are you looking for? Are you looking for a Campbell Newman book?
Yes, I'm looking for Campbell Newman's autobiography.
Interesting.
Yes. I've obviously lost my marbles. I actually just want to ask if they've got it or not and see what happens. I would hope they wouldn't. I'm pretty sure. Because he's going to end up in like 199.
Well, I don't know where this is. which way he's going to be.
Don't walk away too fast, you're still attached.
Let out your slack. where's your mic technique?
I haven't got any mic technique at all.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We're still learning.
A fact which has plagued us for at least a year and a half.
My mic technique is kind of based on Vegas. That's pretty much it.
No, even they know how to let the mic out when they're wandering.
I don't.
You can do it in the shop, it's not on the street.
Well, look, I'm an amateur now, but in a couple of weeks I'll be a professional. A professional, what, I don't know. But
I thought it was 10,000 hours. How many have we done so far?
Not that much.
The Unix have probably got up to that on the editing. But
yeah, but the Unix, you know, those magic Unix, they're professionals. They know what they're doing.
They're already professionals. They've already committed to...
I get the impression that Luke's hanging on the phone for as long as he can.
Hello.
Hi there. Just want to know if you've got Campbell Newman's autobiography in.
Oh, damn.
Sold out.
No, it's all right. I can go to a crap bookshop and probably pick it up for $1.99 or something like that.
All out on the first day?
We just wanted to check, and thank God you don't have a crappy book like that.
Are you having a pleasant evening?
So far, so good. Yeah, how about you?
We're having a very good one. Welcome to Codpaste Podcast.
Oh, thank you very much.
And your name is?
My name's Chris.
We're speaking with Chris in a bookshop in West End, and they don't have Campbell Newman. Damn right they shouldn't.
Yep, no, that's John.
We're going to wander on, okay. Have a good night. It's almost like a
Anything
library.
Else take your fancy? I am tempted to buy a copy of With Neil just for the sake of it.
Well,
I've already got
With Neil,
just another one.
Chances are it'll probably have
got a slightly different cover on it.
Well, it'll have all the interviews and everything else with it, won't it? Oh no, it used to be a rhythm music.
Chop chop changs. Chop chop changs.
Yeah, if that's not Lasis, I don't fucking know what is. Jesus Christ.
They get it, they wrote
that's
it.
That's taking the piss, that is.
Well, it's not as much taking the piss as getting rid of the music cafe. The scene of one of the hottest gigs that we've ever been lucky to see.
Please don't. I'm still trying to forget that.
Oh, my gosh. Ladies
the only act ever to be pulled off the stage at the music cafe.
I've never seen Mr. Boyle without words. But you get him up on stage and get me to play the Pixies badly on a guitar and everything falls apart beautifully.
Yep.
What a scene.
Play some blues, and I'll lose it as well.
We should try that again sometime.
Do you know what? I'd be up for doing like open mic, podding on an open mic night.
Treat yourself.
Nah, not that dress. No, too good for me.
I think those culottes might suit you.
I don't think they will.
Oh, shallots you like, don't you?
Yes, the Lady of Shalott, because she has a pretty face. It's a very famous poem. Good evening.
Is it one of Rod Hull's?
It might be. Fucking hell.
I am so looking forward to that part of the series. Honestly, you guys have...
I'll be intrigued.
You guys have got it coming to you.
I'll be intrigued when that comes out.
I think, well...
How are we doing on the recording at the moment? Is it still recording?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I just need to know if I need to do the rant again.
Oh, right.
The comic rant. It stopped again, didn't it?
No, we're going.
We're coming?
We're going.
Way!
It's happening. It's really happening.
Okay.
So we already honed our skills in the studio. So exciting times for the rest of the world. Oh man, what happened there?
I know, it's turned into a food shop and it used to be a really good place to get booze. Bummer.
Is it a really good place to get food? Judging by the five customers?
Five people and four staff? No. Not when you've got the staff almost outnumbering the clientele.
They could just be getting prepared.
Oh, wow.
There could be a big rush coming.
They've got an Arabella's here. There used to be an Arabella's in Preston where I went to university.
Really? Did it have the same decor?
No, it was a shithole. Good evening.
I do like the flames on the on the signage. And, camels.
Camels? Well, as in cigarettes.
I know, they do.
Or are they doing camel burgers or something?
Pretty hot, but I'm not sure if they're smoking.
Okay, I'm really sorry about that.
What's that up there?
I don't have... that's the back end of that place. It used to be the back of the...
back end of which place?
I don't know. The back end of the...
I know. We're going to have an alleyway here. Let's see what's happening. Okay. Is it moving on?
There is.
It doesn't look like it was bought a 15. There's a lot of hookers. A lot of hookers down the alley.
Yeah? Are you sure this is... Oh, my good God. I'm suddenly really liking this place. What kind of... No. Over there. See, that to me just looks like a place I want to sit around and smoke.
Thank you.
sit there, I thought you were going to say the big cock fruit barn.